It's lunchtime at Shasta Middle School. Students crowd into the cafeteria and head for the hot food offerings.
Today we're serving cheese enchiladas, chicken Alfredo, and pizza.
Teresa Athey is the head cook at Shasta. The kids call her Mama T.
With fresh fruit. We have lots of fruits and vegetables.
Athey has been cooking here for more than 10 years. She says the meals have gotten healthier since Jenny Henschen was hired a couple years ago. Henschen is Nutrition Services Director at Bethel School District.
I'm a dietitian, so I approach this from a nutrition standpoint, but the district was very ready for it, and the staff were very nutritionally aware.
Henschen says for some children, school lunch is the only daily meal they can rely on, which makes nutrition even more crucial. 56% of students in the Bethel District are in the free and reduced lunch program. Henschen says the numbers have gone up since the recession.
Hunger is increasing in Lane County, and school-aged children are particularly vulnerable to that. Some of our schools, the free and reduced percentages is above 70%, and it's very obvious in these schools, especially on Mondays, when they come back to school after the weekend, that they're hungry. They take a lot of food. Yeah, I stroll through the cafeterias and I see them just, you know, literally licking their plates clean.
13% of Oregonians experienced what's called food insecurity in 2008. It's when people are unsure of where their next meal is coming from. Jessica Chenet with Partners for a Hunger-Free Oregon says studies show children from food insecure households are more likely to suffer from physical ailments, including iron deficiency.
But they're also finding that they're not doing as well in school, both in math and reading. Some of the other indicators, though, is kind of their emotional health. There was a study that came out that showed that teens in food insecure households were 5 times more likely to attempt suicide.
The recession has put people who were already on the edge closer to that precipice. According to the USDA, Oregon ranks second in the nation for hunger, behind Mississippi. In April, more than 800,000 Oregonians were receiving food stamps. Nearly 900,000 received emergency food boxes. Chenet's goal is to fight hunger by focusing on prevention. That means working to affect public policy.
We really say it's a public health concern. It affects their ability now in terms of being in school and so forth, but it also affects their future productivity to really participate in society and to do well as a worker.
Chenet says this year's federal reauthorization of child nutrition guidelines for the school lunch program is crucial. The government spends $22 billion annually on school lunch, WIC, food stamps, and other programs. Chenet would like $10 billion added over 10 years, but the latest bill in the Senate only adds $4.5 billion. Chenet says that's a start. Oregon Senator Jeff Merkley says a timeline hasn't been set for a full Senate vote on the bill.
We here in Oregon have one of the states most impacted by hunger. Unemployment puts an additional burden on the family, and we have a high unemployment rate. And so the discussion on reauthorizing this program will be a very important one. I expect to be fully engaged.
Eugene's 4J School District tries to stretch its dollars. The district has 16,500 students, and about 40% are on the free and reduced lunch program. Some schools also serve breakfast and an after-school meal. 4J is under pressure from some parents to make changes to the food offered in its cafeterias. Schools are reliant on free food from the USDA commodity program. Nicole Zammit is the dietitian at 4J.
Bottom line is our program couldn't function without the use of the commodities. So like it or not, we're forced to implement them onto our menus. But could the ingredient label be cleaned up? Heck yeah. There's a lot of room for improvement in that area. And that's just going to take the USDA working with the food manufacturers and reducing the amount of additives, preservatives, fillers, and making it more of a whole product.
Zammit says the main items 4J gets from the USDA are meat, eggs, and dairy. Zammit works for Sodexo, a food service contractor. Eugene parent Carrie Frazier is critical of 4J's food. She has a first grader at Camas Ridge Elementary. She and a group of parents have been meeting regularly to discuss school food. They even have a Facebook page. Frazier says she'd like more whole foods, locally grown veggies and fruits, and something as simple as water offered during lunch. The only drinks offered are milk and chocolate milk. Frazier says usually the kids choose the latter.
There's corn syrup and, you know, there's sweeteners in there, and so it's not anything that I would want my child drinking on a daily basis. I could see as sort of a special treat, but when they're drinking that day after day after day, I don't think it's the best thing for a child's body.
Fraser is active at her son's school. She helps out in the classroom and with the school garden. 4J, Bethel, and Springfield school districts participate in a project to educate kids about where their food comes from.
That simple understanding is really one of my main goals. That food comes from the ground, it comes from a farm, someone has to grow it, and it grows around here.
Megan Kempel is the farm-to-school coordinator with the Willamette Valley Farm and Food Coalition. Kempel also works to bring more locally grown food to cafeterias, and she brings the students to visit farms.
We're going
to
be at Lost Creek Farm with Farmer David all morning today, and I want to give you a few ground rules.
Kempel brought a group of second graders from Clear Lake Elementary to this farm outside Eugene. David Desmond is the farmer.
My name's David, and this is a vegetable farm. So when you go to your produce aisle at the grocery store and you're seeing all those different kinds of vegetables, we grow all those different kinds of things here.
The students get to taste cucumbers, tomatoes, radishes, and carrots.
Here's one.
And dig potatoes.
Got one.
I got one.
I finally got one.
I got a big one.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
The USDA visited Eugene in late May to find out how Bethel and 4J incorporate their farm-to-school programs. The districts are among 15 chosen nationwide as models. Recently, big-name celebrities have been getting involved in efforts to improve school food and fight childhood hunger and obesity. Food Network stars Jamie Oliver and Rachel Ray among them. The First Lady, Michelle Obama, has made it a priority to improve school lunch. She has her own farm-to-school program at the White House Garden. With summer vacation around the corner, children from food-insecure households have less access to regular meals. There are summer food programs offered by the schools and by Food for Lane County. Back at Lost Creek Farm, the potatoes get cleaned up. Then they'll be taken back to the school and cooked up in a harvest meal with other farm-fresh veggies.
Was it fun to dig potatoes?
Yeah, kind of.
For KLCC News, I'm Rachel McDonald at Lost Creek Farm near Eugene.